It's life as normal in the town where you live until the planning department at the local council gets a call.
Yeah, it's Tesco here. We're going to buy, like, a billion acres of land and put up a super-duper mega-hyper store in your town. Is that okay?
Well, it's rarely okay straight away. Along comes years of planning applications and wrangling with residents. Local businesses protest. Environmentalists and anti-capitalists protest. Perhaps you remember that riot over a new Tesco in Bristol not so long ago. It got very smashed up. People take payoffs to move out of their homes. Compulsory purchases can even happen for buildings which lie in the path of the impending Tesco construction. But while plenty of people get angry, many in the town are quietly excited about their big new superstore. And the time is nearly here, and many look forward to having a moment like this. A ribbon-cutting store opening like that one near Glasgow not so long ago. In come the diggers and the construction workers. The locals chant,
I want to shop at Tesco!
And then it gets cancelled.
This is about recognising the financial reality of where we are.
That was Dave Lewis, the boss of Tesco, and he tells us that 49 huge stores that were planned will not go ahead, and that 43 existing stores will close. Some of the Tesco projects that have been cancelled were mid-construction, or even totally finished. That's the case in Chatteris, near Cambridge, and Chris Barrow is a local reporter there.
Well, they've built this whole thing. It's massive. It's this huge, great big new Tesco superstore, shining, gleaming windows, enormous car park. Everything's ready to go, but it's completely deserted. In fact, it feels like a scene from some terrible post-apocalyptic zombie horror film. That's how quiet everything is around here. And not a single customer will ever walk through the doors here.
Elsewhere, massive empty plots of land will now remain empty. And where Tesco stores were half-built, the diggers have been switched off. The remaining bricks will no longer be laid. And local residents who went through years of build-up to their new Tesco will be left scratching their heads at the plans that have been shelved on shelves which will now never exist.
There we are, Tim Johns reporting, and Tim is actually with us now because you've got a list of some of these 49. Have you got all of them?
I've got about 36 of them.
Okay, let's do some areas. Give us some in Scotland if you can see any in Scotland.
Oh, hang on, they're alphabetically, you throw me. We've got Banff in Scotland.
All right, give us A.
We've got Armagh, Allanton in Derby, Ashstead even in Surrey.
Ashstead in Surrey, yeah. I know. So that's not happening.
That's not happening. Aviemore. Scotland.
They're all over.
It's not happening. Amble, Banff, Basingstoke, Bexley Heath in London, Bridgewater in Somerset, Burton-upon-Trent, we're only on B.
Have you got any in Northern Ireland?
Well, I've got no.
No, you have.
I don't know.
County Down.
Carry Duff, Northern Ireland.
Okay.
Yeah, very good.
Chatteris,
that's the one that the massive, completely finished Cambridgeshire store, not going to happen. No customer will ever walk through that door.
It's amazing.
Colchester, Cowdenbeath, Creef, two in Scotland there. Dartford, Driffield, East Kilbride, Ely, Fort William, Glasgow, Huddersfield, Immingham, Kirkby, Mablethorpe, Manningtree, Newport, Pagnell, Royal Wootton, Bassett, Sleaford, St Oswald, Strood, Tattershall in Lincolnshire, nice castle there. Walton, Whittlesea, Wolverhampton, and Worksop is on my list.
It's very interesting. Look, I know you've got it alphabetical. It's difficult to work out where it is. And my immediate reaction to that is there's a Glasgow in there. There's an awful lot of Scotland in there. They've got a lot. I don't know whether those ones are built or just planned, but those are jobs that people were expecting to have.
Disproportionately by population, there are quite a lot in Scotland, and these are all big stores. They've cancelled the big stores.
Okay, so that's the list. 36 of the 49. There'll be 13 others. Well done. Very good alphabetical recitation.
I'll have two lists next time. One by location, one after.
Yeah, from Armagh to Worksop, from A to W. Tim Johns, thank you. Thanks for the package as well.